And live from somewhere in very, very rainy, and it's very rainy today, Florida. Welcome to Season 5, Episode 13 of Victims of Fun. I am your host, El Stevo, and you are listening to Victims of Fun on either Anchor, Spotify, iHeart, Pandora, or Pandora, or one of any other hundreds of podcasting things we're hosted on. And as always, Victims of Fun is proud to be recorded on an Apple M1 AirBook, beautiful little laptop. The Victims of Fun files are stored on a Seagate SSD drive, and we are exclusively using a blue microphone. We have a nice blue Yeti Ice, white one, the best microphones on the planet, and I am not paid to say that. I'm just fishing for a blue Ella headphone set for free from the Blue Microphone Company, if they're listening. And remember, you can mail me at victimsoffun@mail.com. And you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just do a search for Victims of Fun, and you'll see the Victims of Fun logo and just follow. And you can become a supporter and send me money. And nobody's done it yet, and I need money. So I don't understand what you people's problems are. You have a lot of money, and I need it. So you should fork it over. Anyway, I hope everybody's doing good. It is, you know, this summer has been a total washout here in Florida so far since I got back from Tokyo. I have not been able to really do much because it's been raining. We had the hurricane and we've been having a lot of rain, and now it's August. July was a disaster. Just rain. It's good for my lawn. I throw soap on my car and put it in the driveway and the rain washes it. But, you know, I'd like to, you know, go to the beach or, you know, walk outside or something, and I can't because it's raining all the time, and it's bullshit. I don't like it, and it needs to stop. So, if you're somebody that can control the weather, I'd like some couple weeks of sun so that I can get my tan back and go sit down downtown. Well, I'm not going to say where I am, but downtown wherever I hang out, with my cigar and get myself a mojito and just people watch and stuff like that. It should be great, but it's been raining. So there you go. And yeah. So everybody, like, I've been noticing some people, not more, but you know, you got that whole, this whole COVID Delta thing. I don't know what's going on. I mean, it's all bullshit anyway, but you know, they're trying to mask mandate, but Florida, thank God, has the best governor in the country, Ron DeSantis, and he's not going to mandate masks. He's going to do it the proper way. He's going to leave it up to people. They're going to leave it up to businesses and schools to make their decisions. So if you're a business and you feel you want to require people to have masks, I fully support that. If you are a business and you feel that you don't really need to have people have masks on, I fully support that. If you want to walk around in public with a mask, go for it. If you don't, go for it. See, that's how this should be handled. The people know better than the government, especially this government, which are a bunch of idiots. And besides, mandating people take a vaccine is a violation of the Nuremberg Code, and there's nothing in the Constitution that gives the federal government permission to forcibly vaccine people. I mean, it's just, it's stupid. If you want to take the vax, go right ahead. You know, it's everybody should be given a choice. And you should live with the repercussions of your choice. Whether you choose to get the vaccine or you choose not to, you shouldn't bitch and moan about the result of either one of those choices because you made the choice. But to force people to do something, especially when there's so much misinformation flying around, and especially since they're covering up where this thing actually came from. You know, if the government was more honest about how things are, I think people would trust them more, but nobody trusts them. And I'm not talking whether it's a Democrat or a Republican government, any government. I don't care who they are. Nobody trusts them because every politician pretty much on the planet is just in it to line their pockets. So, whatever. So, I want to talk about something. I saw that Black Widow movie, and it's horrible. It's nobody asked for a Black Widow movie, and the fact that they released it after she's already dead in the Marvel Universe, like, made me just question the timing of the film. I mean, I had read that the film's actually been done for a year, and was supposed to be released a year ago, but then the COVID bullshit happened, and it got delayed, but they finally released it, and the movie was all kinds of horrible. It was not a good film at all. It wasn't even a bad film that could have been good, like Street Fighter with Raul Julia and Jean-Claude Van Damme, which is a movie so bad, it's actually fantastic. This was just a poorly made, poorly executed, almost like a TV movie. And I know it's a superhero thing, but she's not a superhero. She's not enhanced at all. She's just highly trained. But she was falling out of buildings and getting hit by cars and stuff and walking away without a scratch. And that's superhero territory. And she's not a superhero. She's just a very well-trained assassin. And I was on a YouTube channel, I think it was Film Pitch or Honest... No, it was Honest Trailers. And they pointed out how many times she should have died in a film based on the things that were happening to her. And it was something like 20 that would have killed anybody else. Now, it's a different story if it's Spider-Man taking those kind of hits, or Thor, or Loki, or somebody who's enhanced. Captain America, Deadpool. But Hawkeye and Black Widow have nothing but training. So how does she get hit by a car doing 50 miles an hour and gets up without a scratch? How does she fall out of a 25-story building, hit three things on the way down, hit the concrete, get up and walk away? Okay, I fell out of a tree once when I was 8 years old, knocked the wind out of me, and I was screaming for my mother for like 2 hours. You know, I mean, come on. It's just... I'm sorry, I'm drinking tea. You can suspend... You know, you can suspend your belief in things up to a certain point, but then it's like, okay, this is getting into, like, Wile E. Coyote, Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck territory of just cartoon stuff. You know, Daffy Duck gets blown up, and Wile E. Coyote gets blown up, and they keep coming back, and you understand it, because it's a cartoon, and it's Looney Tunes, that's how it is. But she's taking hits that Wile E. Coyote would have a problem getting up from. So I'm like, oh, God. And, you know, thank God I don't actually pay for these movies because I know a site where I can watch them for free. And it was just absolutely horrible. But what angered me a lot was what happened after the movie. So apparently recently in the past few days, Scarlett Johansson, the girl who plays Black Widow, is suing Disney. Because she said that Disney's decision to release the film in theaters and streaming at the same time denied her financial compensation from the box office. That she didn't earn as much as she could have because it wasn't in the theaters exclusively. Because usually what they do is they release them in the theaters for a certain amount of time to get all their money, and then they release it on streaming, or in the old days, Blu-ray, DVD, whatever. And so she sued. And Disney turned around and issued a press release, and I'm not a fan of Disney. I don't like Disney. They own too many things. They pretty much control the entertainment industry. It's bullshit. It's a monopoly. They should be broken up, but whatever. Pfft. Like, that's ever gonna happen. But I'm on Disney's side for this, because Disney had a press release, and they said that you received $20 million upfront, cash, probably PayPal, to do this film, and then the extra money from the streaming or from the theater was money on top of the $20 million you got just for showing up on the set. So she already made $20 million. And she's suing for more. Now, $20 million is more than 99% of Americans will ever see in 10 lifetimes. There are people right now in this country, in this industrial first world mega power country, that are going to bed hungry, that are homeless, that have no health insurance, that can't afford to go to college, that can't afford shoes or baby formula or medicine or something. But she's suing because $20 million wasn't enough. And she's being supported by some women's groups who are saying that, oh, Disney is attacking her because of her gender. Okay, this has got nothing to do with gender. This has everything to do with you made $20 million. It is more money than anybody who sees your movies will ever make. Why do you want... I mean, what is the issue? I find 10 bucks on the ground and I'm happy because I can go get a pizza. I don't... If I won $20 million in the lottery, I don't know what would happen. I would probably drop dead of a heart attack and my mother would get everything. But... So she's suing because she wants more than $20 million. And... You know, she would have made money. It's not like she's only making $20 million. Okay, so she's going to get revenue based on the streaming and the box office sales. So she's still going to be getting a lot of money. But her argument is, I should be getting more. But you already got $20 million. But I should get more. And if you say I shouldn't get more, you're attacking me because I'm a woman. No, I'm attacking you because you're a greedy, you know what. That's why I'm attacking you personally. I mean, seriously, all these fans that she has, these little girls and stuff, the autographs she signed, none of those people have $20 million. None of those people probably have $200,000. Oh, but I gotta have more than $20 million. Oh, my God. You know, it's in Hollywood is just like the biggest bunch of bullshit. It's just ruined completely. I mean, one of the reasons that I've always suspected that the big media companies like to clamp down on all entertainment companies and own them is because they're afraid because of all the technology available now. You don't really need the movie companies to make a movie anymore. Anybody with an iPhone and a decent laptop that can edit film and edit audio and can go make their own film. I mean, you get Adobe After Effects and a special effects thing, you can make your own little science fiction movie that won't look like Avengers Endgame, but it'll look good, and if it's a good story, you know, you could... But... They don't want that because they want you to go through it. Now, here's the other thing. When I was researching this Scarlett Johansson stuff, do you know the company that made Lord of the Rings, that released all three of the Lord of the Rings movies, that have made billions of dollars, okay? The company, oh God, I can't remember the movie studio. The movie studio that released all the Lord of the Rings films still claim to this day that they have not made a profit because of creative accounting. And I'm thinking to myself, they've made like billions of dollars. How did they not make a profit? Well, it's the way they do their books. And I'm thinking to myself, well, why isn't the government or somebody just go in there and say, well, this isn't allowed? Well, because the entertainment industry has such a powerful lobby and they have so much blackmail stuff on people in the government because... You know, a lot of these people were on Epstein Island, or they're pedophiles, or they're just drug, whatever. So the Lord of the Rings made no money, apparently. Which is stupid. But yeah, they're afraid of independent filmmakers. They're, you know, you could take your iPhone, or get yourself a good digital video camera, if they're even called video cameras anymore. And get a bunch of friends, and you could go to your local college that has an acting class, and those people will be in it for like a catered lunch. Like, you go down to Hungry Howie's and get some pizza and feed them, they'll be in your film. You can make your own movie. With the special effects programs that you can buy now for like $150, $200, you could make your own CGI thing, and all you need is like a green screen for your actors to stand in front of, and suddenly it looks like Valerian in the City of a Thousand Planets, which, by the way, I watched a couple days ago too, and I love that film. And they don't like that because it takes the control out of their hands and puts it in the hands of the people. You know, and in the old days, that's how cinema worked. But yeah, Scarlett Johansson, $20 million. Anyway, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. And we'll talk about, we'll talk about some other stuff. Is this on? Yeah, this is Oscar Jackson at Oscar Jackson's Used Car Emporium on Chickenhead Road near the Piggly Wiggly. We got a lot of really good deals on cars. You know, we finance anybody because, you know, you're pretty much all dirt poor white trash. You know, I'll take SNAP, EBT. Maybe bring me a case of Fireball, you know, I'll probably trade you for something. But this week, we have a special here. We're going to have a random drawing. So, anybody who comes to buy a car, you get a ticket. And at the end of the day, I'm going to put all the tickets in a hat. It's a Confederate Army hat. It's my great-grandpappy. He fought at Gettysburg. I'm going to pull the winning ticket out of the hat. And the winner gets to go to a funny car races and dragsters and quarter mile stuff at the track in Orlando. And they have jet cars, and they got funny cars and dragsters, and they got motorcycles with rocket engines. And they do all the quarter mile racing. So anybody who buys a car, you get that ticket, and I draw the winner, and then, you know, I think the race is in about a week, and then you'll be my guest, and we're going to go down there and watch the races, the quarter mile drag strip. So come on down and get a fine quality used car from Oscar Jackson's Used Car Emporium, and get a ticket, and you might possibly win a free trip to the quarter mile races to see the funny cars, the dragsters, and the jet cars. So to reiterate, so there's no misunderstanding, if you come down to Oscar Jackson's Used Car Emporium and buy a car, I'm going to take you to a drag show. Yep, you and I are going to go to a drag show. It's a very manly thing to do. We're gonna go to a drag show, and we're gonna have a great time. And thank you. And God bless the Confederacy.